Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Happy Friday and welcome in to a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report. Glad to have you with us as we inch closer and closer to the big day on Monday, the day that everybody is waiting for, the Romeo announcement, as it's been termed and phrased by many. Of course, we'll have extended coverage that day. You can catch the show at 11 o'clock. We will be on. Lee Kelly will join me. We'll be on until 2 o'clock on Monday. So we'll have some great guests, give you some background on Romeo, talk with folks associated with each of the three programs in the media that he is considering for his Monday night announcement, and really break things down for you the best that we possibly can. Then Dugan Ryan has informed me, the owner of the station, that from once we sign off at 2, the show will then replay until 6 o'clock. So we're going to basically have wall-to-wall Romeo Langford announcement coverage on Monday, and we'll be live at 6 once again. Lee Kelly, Zach McCrite with me for that broadcast. We think it'll be 6 until about 8, maybe a shade after 8, but we plan to be live from New Albany High School with pre- and post-coverage, including the announcement itself from Romeo Langford. So looking forward to that, and we've got some people that are making all of this possible. So we'll tell you more about that on Monday. And also, we're headed to Hoopsters in Jeffersonville. Once the decision has been made, we will literally pack up our equipment. We invite you to join our crew up at Hoopsters for hopefully an after-party type environment, a celebration at a local establishment that has been very supportive of IU over the years, Phil Caldwell and his crew at Hoopsters and Jeff. So hope that you can make plans Monday. Would love to see everybody down at the announcement. I know a lot of you are planning to attend, but I would love to see you all come over to Hoopsters as well. I think it'll be absolute madness at both places if Romeo picks Indiana. We're looking forward to essentially 7 hours of live coverage on Monday. And again, if anybody questions, what in the world would you talk about for 7 hours with Romeo Langford? He's a high school kid. He's a senior. He's picking his college decision. Kids do this all the time. They announce what they're going to do and play their sport in college or where they're going to go to college. As you probably know from listening to this show, and if you know me at all, we cover Southern Indiana sports like no other. And that doesn't matter if it's a Little League state championship game or something else, even a little off the beating path. If we can do it and broadcast it, we're likely going to be there to bring you the coverage. And we feel that this Romeo story is a story that in my career may never get an opportunity to cover something like this locally again. We've been with you on it from the very beginning. And so we want to send him off to college right here on the Big X with wall-to-wall coverage. Some great guests. Then I'm excited to tell you we'll come back on Tuesday, no matter where he picks, but we'll come back on Tuesday. And especially if he picks Indiana, we've got some people that are willing to come on with us. Don Fisher is going to come on for a special segment here in the offseason on Tuesday. We're looking forward to talking with some other folks as well that we are still confirming. So Tuesday from 10 a.m. to noon, the complete post-game fallout, celebration, whatever you want to call it, when we know where he's going, that's what we will do here on the Hoosier Report. So 9 hours and 2 days. Lee Kelly will be with me for most all of it. Zach McCrite will be with us for the coverage from New Albany High School. We are very much looking forward to things. Understand as well that our coverage on Monday, at least the 6 to 8 portion, will be live on the Big X Sports Radio, 1450 and 96.1, but we will also be going out over ESPN 680 and 105.7. So that tells you they're picking us up, our partners there, that this is a announcement that is not just interesting to Southern Indiana. even with the University of Louisville, or UK, not in the final three of Romeo Langford, folks across the river and beyond want to stay on top of this decision and stay up with the latest. So we look forward to having some A1 coverage with great guests and a lot of insight, and of course bringing you every moment of the announcement itself on Monday night from the doghouse. I was with Don Unruh, the athletic director, last night at the New Albany Basketball Banquet. We'll talk about that some here in just a moment. But I was with Don Unruh last night. They're making plans to set the gymnasium up much like they would for graduation at the high school, which means there'll be a platform, a stage, and the end of the gym opposite of Vincennes Street with a podium and some video wall-type screens. And so doing it first class, it's going to be a very nice setup for that. It will also allow, no matter what the crowd is, whether it's 1,000 or what I think it'll be, 4,100, whatever they can seat, maybe more, that setup will allow people on either side of the gymnasium, whether you're sitting on the bleachers behind the where the score table normally is, or opposite, or even the small section of bleachers against the wall directly opposite from this stage. That would give everybody a good view, and some video screens and some things they're doing will help enhance, I think, the coverage and the decision and the whole program that's going to go around Romeo Langford's announcement. So going to be a lot of fun. We're talking with Coach Unruh last night. There have been a lot of great moments in the New Albany High School gym going back a number of years, so when the sectional used to be there, and, of course, some great players over the years. And I'm not talking about just the last 10 or 20 years. I'm talking about the last 30 or 40 years. But this will be a unique gathering where a great crowd is expected for a non-basketball game. So should be a ton of fun on Monday. And, again, everybody I know that listens, most of you are IU fans. All of you are Romeo fans and supporters of Southern Indiana. That's why you're tuning in to this program. But I can tell you this much, that I do think that no matter where he goes, Romeo will continue to have a big following. If he goes to Indiana, the reaction on Monday night, the fallout, the positive fallout — I don't think fallout sounds like a good word to use, but the positive things that can happen from this decision for the IU basketball program, I think even immediately, even before he packs the head to the Bloomington campus after the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Games in June, could just be an explosion of great success, of great thought about the IU program, a recruiting boost. I don't know if it means that any commitments would come in right away, but I think you'll see in-state players that know Romeo, the younger guys like Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks. I think it will be a statement to them that, hey, if you're considering Indiana and you like the coaches and you like the history of the program and you like the fans and everything that is IU basketball, it's a great time to be a Hoosier. And who knows what the fallout and the reaction could be. So Monday night, I can't think of a more important day for IU basketball. I don't even know what you'd have to go back to. Maybe the day of a national championship game, or the day of the announcement of Cody Zeller. And I'm not even sure, honestly, that comes close to this. Maybe I'm biased because it's from our area, but I think it's going to be, no question, one of the biggest days in IU basketball in modern times. And what an opportunity that Archie Miller has got himself in to be in the final three for Romeo. And if he could land him on Monday, that would send him early in his career off and recruiting very hard this spring and summer with some great momentum behind him as he works to build the younger classes, the 2019 and 20 classes as well. The good thing is, and I was talking with somebody about this last night, even if Romeo is there for a year, his commitment to Indiana and 1 year in the Candy Stripes could really set some positive things in the mindset of some of the younger kids. And the good thing is that the 2019 class, as you well know, in-state with Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks, is loaded. It's a really good class for Indiana. And the 2020 class, I don't know that it has as many players as 18 or 19 did, but there are some really good in-state prospects. And you expect that every year in a state like Indiana. But the immediate reaction to Langford's commitment over the next year or two could really put Indiana in the driver's seat with in-state players. And as we all know, it's been a long time since Indiana was in control of the boundaries of this state as far as making sure that all or most of the best players that are Big Ten level, that are high major players, really consider Indiana at a strong level, and maybe most of them stay in state. I know that he's going to recruit some other guys from out of the area, but very interesting as well. We need to get into the guest lineup. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Joining us on Friday, we always have some great regular guests that I think check in to help summarize the week and everything going on. And, of course, this week we're going to get ready for some things that happened this weekend and Monday with Romeo. But joining us in segment two here in just a few moments will be Jared Morris of the Assembly Call. He will join us to talk Romeo to Coach Miller, almost said Coach Crean, headed into a big recruiting weekend, some activities in Indianapolis that we've been talking about throughout the week. I know that the Spies Indy Heat team with Keon Brooks and Trace Jackson Davis, they actually play tonight and then play again tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. So some of you, I'm sure, will want to take that in. I'm sure Indiana's coaches will be there for all of their games this weekend. Also, we'll catch up. I want to talk a little Juwan Morgan with Jared when he joins us. And, of course, it's still too early to know what type of buzz he's getting from maybe he's had some conversations with NBA people at this point. I don't even know. But I'm curious what type of buzz there is about him. And, you know, I don't expect him to get an NBA Combine invite, but there are some secondary events that he would likely get a chance to participate in. So we'll just catch up on Juwan Morgan and what his return to the team could mean with this recruiting class that Archie has signed, and if Romeo is a new addition to that class on Monday night. So we'll do that with Jared. And then a little bit later in the program, I'll be joined by Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star. Kyle is hard at work, not only covering the Romeo situation and more, but I know he'll be out at some of the AAU shoe circuit stuff this weekend. And then Sunday is the big day for the Mr. Basketball announcement at Butler University. Romeo is the overwhelming favorite to win the Mr. Basketball Award. He would become New Albany's first Mr. Basketball. So we will talk with him about that ceremony. Tickets are still available. I think tickets are like $23-25. So if you're from the area, if you're a New Albany season ticket holder, a historic opportunity to see, very likely, Romeo be named Mr. Basketball. And that would be the first from a very storied program. There have been some great players, but never a Mr. Basketball. So don't pass up the opportunity to very likely see that happen on Sunday evening at Butler. And we'll tell you more with Kyle about how the ceremony will work and how you can get tickets to attend here almost immediately. Tickets are online, so you can get them all the way up right before the event on Sunday. That's a look at the guest lineup presented by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison and get $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look quickly at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Hoopsters Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. And last night, some high school baseball. We were unable to do the game. We were supposed to do it on Monday and had plans to do it until the game was canceled because of just a rain and downpour throughout the day. But last night, Jeffersonville scored a big win over a very good Providence team. The final score was 13-7. Connor Christopher now 4-0 as a pitcher for Jeffersonville. He recorded the win. And I tell you what, Jeff now 9-4 on the season. Providence is 10-2. Those are two teams that will challenge everybody the rest of the way. Of course, Jeff and New Albany have emerged as the front runners in 4A baseball. There's a great chance they could meet here in a few weeks in the Hoosier Hills Conference Tournament. That will be a fun week that we'll be broadcasting. New Albany and Floyd in the first round. If New Albany wins and Jeff wins, I think they take on Seymour in the first round. It would be New Albany-Floyd on Monday and New Albany-Jeff on Wednesday. And the winner of the New Albany-Jeff game would go to the championship on Friday. So that could be a fun week and another preview of sectional play coming up not really that far out. It's about a month and a half. In fact, the pick pairings for the high school baseball tournament coming up the day after Derby. So 1 week from this Sunday, we'll know the pairings. And I feel like I'm talking basketball all over again because some years you think pairings really aren't that big of a deal. Other years you think pairings are pertinent to who wins the sectional. And I tell you what, with how good the 4A sectional is, with both Providence and Silver Creek in the 3A sectional, I think pairings in both of those will be very important, especially in high school sports, like a sport like baseball, when you consider how important pitching is Being able to line up your pitching to get through potentially three games in just a handful of days can be very tough. So I think pairings, once again, in baseball will be a very, very important thing. Last night, the New Albany Boys Basketball Banquet was held at the Calumet Club in downtown New Albany. And just to kind of set the scene for you, and 2 years ago at the Grand in downtown New Albany, 500 or so people, that was after a state championship. The last couple years, including last night, I think the Calumet Club was full at around 300, maybe just a shade over 300 people. Obviously, I'm sure more, if the capacity would allow, would have come out for the event. But no question about it, a huge turnout to send off Romeo Langford and Sean East. Some really, really nice awards handed out. As you could expect, Romeo Langford cleaned up. He won a lot of the team awards. He also was presented with some of the national and regional and other statewide awards that he's won that we've told you about here on this program, with certificates and trophies for those. Sean East as well, a lot of team awards for him that he was able to win. There were some others spread out among the team of the returning players. We'll try to give you a breakdown of the awards and who won each of the team awards a little bit later, but a very nice night. Very interesting. You don't see this every day. First off, you don't see 300-plus people at a high school sports banquet at most schools, even here in southern Indiana, even after a state championship year, let alone a Final Four year. But you also don't see media there. There were media there last night hoping to get a word with Romeo, hoping to get a word with Tim Langford, his father. And the whole night, Coach Shannon, who served as the MC and handed out all the awards last night, mic'd up not only for the crowd at the Calumet Club, but for an ESPN film crew that was there to get some footage of Romeo and him getting some awards, and just kind of nonstop. You know, I don't know exactly when or where the footage will be available and what ESPN station, but no question about it, they are following Romeo very closely just a couple days out from his announcement. That's a look at some of the headlines presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Don't forget, we will be at Hoopster's on Monday. We think we'll be there around 8:30 or so, maybe a shade before, maybe a shade after. We're going to broadcast live from Hoopster's. If Romeo commits to Indiana, it's going to be a huge crowd and a lot of fun. We'll be getting folks on the radio. We'll be having some guests. Zach McCright, Lee Kelly will join me. We'll just kind of review everything that happens in the big announcement. But we invite you to join us there after the announcement, either way. But, of course, it'll be a huge celebration if Romeo selects Indiana. We invite you to come out and join us on Monday. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill. It's where hometown fans watch hometown teams play. Hoopsters was voted as the best sports bar and best place to watch sports by the News and Tribune Reader's Choice Awards. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. Also, I want to remind you the 2018 Big X Sports Radio golf cards are hot off the presses. This year's card features Chariot Run, Polo Fields, Woodhaven Country Club, South Park Country Club, Henry County Country Club, Elk Run, Valley View, and Christmas Lake in Santa Claus, Indiana. You can play these great courses for under $20 a round with the 2018 Big X Sports Radio golf card. Some of these courses are private, and you can only play if you're a member or using the Big X Sports Radio golf card. There's a limited supply. Get yours today, BigXSportsRadio.com, or call 812-725-1457. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back and talk Romeo, IU basketball, Jawan Morgan, and more with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Back on a Friday edition of the program, some great weather expected, I believe, this weekend. Feels great outside, and That's a change from what the spring has been like here in Southern Indiana. We've told you the struggles of trying to cover high school baseball to get out with our play-by-play broadcast, but some good weather this weekend. I know there'll be a lot of baseball played tonight and across the area. We'll tell you about that a little bit later in the program. Want to get to Jared Morris of the Assembly Call, who joins us every Friday for a conversation on IU basketball. And it's a feel-good Friday, Jared, somebody told me today. So we're going to start with a feel-good question. Can you imagine a Juwan Morgan who tests the draft but ultimately comes back to Indiana and is on their roster as a senior next season, and Romeo Langford pairing up in a starting lineup for the Hoosiers?
Well, thinking about that certainly does make it a feel-good Friday. And I will say, thinking about the inverse of that makes it a very frightening Friday. So, you know, we did an episode a couple weeks ago, you know, where we basically, you know, kind of looked ahead at it. You know, what Indiana's roster would look like next year, what the lineups would look like, you know, if Romeo commits and if Juwan decides to come back. And I think, you know, as you look at, you know, the people who were in the know on this type of stuff and kind of take the temperature of those people's opinions, it seems like that is probably the most likely thing. I mean, I think most people think, you know, Romeo's going to commit to Indiana on Monday, though we'll have to wait and see. And I think a lot of people think, you know, that even though Juwan will probably explore some overseas options, that the most likely scenario is him coming back. And, you know, so you look at that, and it really does give you high hopes for what Indiana could be next season. But I think, you know, I'm trying not to get overly excited about it because we still have to see what Romeo is going to do. And it's not like, you know, he doesn't have viable options besides Indiana to choose. And same thing with Juwan. So, you know, I think I speak on behalf of everybody when I say that I'll just be happy when both of those guys make their decisions and we can really see, you know, what the roster will look like for next year. But, man, it really does start to get exciting, you know, thinking about what Indiana could be in Archie Miller's second year if you get both of those guys back, because you're going to go into almost every game that you play with the best twosome on the court. And when that's the case, you know, you've always got a chance to get the win.
Absolutely. Jared Morris of the Assembly Call joining us. I wanted to spend some time. We'll get back to Romeo and the big decision on Monday. I did want to spend some time talking with you about the Juwan Morgan situation. Obviously, we know what he did. He stepped up this year for Indiana and became the leader of the team. Understand that, and I think it's great. I think any player that has the aspirations and the ability should check out the NBA as much as possible and communicate with the folks that can tell them more than probably anybody. And if they get an opportunity to go to the NBA Combine, what an event. It's just a great event. You're surrounded by all of the NBA teams and an opportunity to work out and impress them. And even if you don't get that invite, and I don't think Juwan is projected to get one. There's only 60 of those handed out. But even if you don't get one, there's still some advantages, and he's likely going to get a workout with the Pacers, I would assume. And I'm sure some other workout-type environments that he'll get an opportunity to attend and find out a lot about where he stands. So I understand all of it. I promote all of it, not just for IU players, but for players at any school that want to find out exactly where they're at. But you mentioned something very interesting. If he chooses, or if he does not see an opening, a path for him in the NBA, and is not going to get drafted, and maybe, you know, not getting good word that he's got a chance to get picked up after the draft through a free agency type process, is the overseas route, instead of coming back to Indiana, is that something you think is a possibility? And that's very interesting, because I'm curious, does that happen often, where a player underclassman doesn't get the feedback that they all probably hope to get, which is, yeah, you're going to be a draft pick, and not come back and go to an overseas opportunity? I guess when a coaching change happens or something and you don't know the coach, or you got to start fresh with the coach, I could see where that would maybe make sense. But for Juwan, would going overseas be a legitimate possibility?
I mean, I certainly think it's a legitimate possibility. You know, I hyper-focus so much on IU, I couldn't really tell you examples of other guys who have done that. I think, you know, the closest proxy is, you know, last year you look at what Robert Johnson did, and no one really thought that he was going to get drafted. And certainly he could have gone overseas if he had wanted to, but he decided to come back and play his senior year at Indiana. Now, I think Juwan is closer to being an NBA prospect, and, you know, would probably make more playing professionally than Robert, you know, just because of his size and his versatility. But, you know, I've always thought that you know, despite Juwan's breakout last year, that it would be really hard for him to, you know, be looked at by NBA teams as a legitimate prospect yet, just because of his struggles shooting the ball last year. But I've always thought that him deciding to go pro is not that outlandish of a decision. You know, when you look at the fact that, you know, I mean, he's an older guy now, obviously he's a junior. Look at the two guys that he came in his recruiting class. They're both gone, you know, leaving early for, you know, for the professional ranks. Now, you know, Thomas and OG, you know, obviously were drafted by NBA teams, and I don't think that Juwan would. But he's also a guy who has dealt with injury problems, you know, in his career. And even last year, you know, his breakout season, he played so well. He was banged up a lot throughout that season. And, you know, he may, you know, look at it and say, you know, I've put in 3 good years and I'm ready to get paid playing basketball, you know, wherever that is. And, you know, if I go overseas or if I go to the G League or wherever I go, you know, there's still a path for me to get to the NBA. If I work on my shot and do all these things, you know, that he's going to get this feedback about that he could do at IU, but he can do more, you know, being a professional. So I would say, you know, if you're an Indiana fan and your only hope is, you know, I want Juwan to come back, you know, I guess I wouldn't take too much comfort, you know, in looking at top 100 lists of NBA prospects that don't have him on there, because there are viable other options out there for him. And so I think it's smart for him to explore all those different options. And I would love to see him back. You know, it still seems like that's probably what will happen. But I think he's put himself in a position to have some options to get paid playing basketball next year if he wants to. And so it's going to come down to his priorities and, you know, how much potentially being a first-team All-Big Ten player and, you know, getting back to the NCAA tournament and all those things that we kind of look to him and pin our hopes on. We don't know how important that is to him, and I guess, you know, we'll find out, and he'll weigh all of that and then eventually make his decision.
Here's something that hasn't come up, and I did not think about it until you just started talking about Juwan, but if Romeo Langford commits to Indiana on Monday night at New Albany High School, obviously there's going to be some momentum for Archie Miller and for the program, and I think it's going to be, if it happens, it's going to be far-reaching, meaning that even if players like Trace, Jackson Davis, Keon Brooks, other 2019 guys, 2020 guys, even if they think or know that Romeo is going to be there for just a year anyways and wouldn't even get to suit up at Indiana with him, I still think it creates, you know, Indiana's the cool thing to do once again, and, you know, Romeo's going to get it going and we can come in the next year. And I just think there's a lot of things and a lot of ways Archie Miller and the staff can spin something like that. But before we get into more Romeo talk, could a Romeo Langford commitment help a situation like Juwan Morgan where, hey, if he doesn't get the feedback and doesn't feel like he's got a legit NBA shot, instead of ending my college career a year early and, yeah, making some decent money overseas, and that possibility of the NBA could always be there if he does well overseas, I guess. But do you think that someone like Romeo, coupled with the 2018 class, could have him say, hey, I'm going to come back. Let's make the tournament. Let's do some things that maybe we haven't done the last couple years and go out as an all-Big Ten first-team player again, do it as a senior, and do it with some more wins and more success in the postseason. Could that have an effect on that side of things as well with him?
I mean, I think unless Juwan is just the most insecure player ever and would feel threatened that, you know, that Romeo's presence would you know, take away from, you know, his alpha dog status on the team or something, I don't see any reason why that wouldn't make it a more exciting option for him to come back, because you're just looking at last year and how much pressure Juwan had every single game to produce and how inconsistent the backcourt play was, you know, especially the backcourt scoring. Surely he would see how that would help, you know, kind of lessen, you know, lighten some of the load on him, take some pressure off, give him more space to operate and make the team better so that they could, you know, be playing meaningful games, you know, down the stretch. So, I think if Romeo decides to come, I think it makes Indiana a more attractive option for, you know, for everybody who's involved. I don't think there's any question. I don't think, you know, him coming would do anything but help. No, I don't, you know, who knows if it's going to tip the scales on anybody's decision, but it just adds, you know, another nice plus on that side of things. Now, I think what's interesting, you know, about that is, you know, if at all, you know, Juwan's decision, if at all that, you know, has weighed on Romeo's mind. And it sounds like from, you know, from all of Romeo's public comments that, you know, he's made his decision and now we're just waiting to find out what it is. You know, but I wonder at all if that, you know, if that has entered into it, you know, just not being quite sure what Juwan Morgan will do, because I think, you know, if you're looking to just play 1 year of college basketball, Indiana looks a lot more attractive when you have a guy like Juwan on the roster as opposed to when you don't. So, you know, who knows? I don't know if that entered into it at all. But I think you look at those two guys, and they are easily, you know, the two most pivotal potential players on the roster next year. And, again, as we mentioned at the top, you know, things get really exciting when you talk about having both of them. It's still pretty positive if you only have one. But, man, if, you know, if some scenario happens where you don't, you know, end up with both of those guys, now you're sitting there with a roster that's full of holes. And let's just leave that there and not ponder it anymore.
Jared Morris of the Assembly Call is my guest, and Jared is kind enough to carve some time out every Friday to be with us. A lot of activity in recruiting. Of course, the Romeo thing is dominating all the headlines, but Archie Miller and crew, his staff, have been very active. It seems like over the last month or so, even before the live window opened up last weekend and this weekend for them to actually hit the road and watch games, but they've been very active visiting in home and making some offers to out-of-state guys, which I think right now there's a really nice mix of prospects that Indiana is pretty seriously involved in the 19 class, both in and out of state. But it's interesting, even yesterday I saw a new name or two pop up that Indiana has offered from out of the state borders.
Yeah, and you know, you'll typically see that this time of year, you know, during these evaluation periods, as the coaches get a chance to see, you know, these guys up close, you'll start to see some more offers go out. And for a while, you know, Indiana's, you know, 2019 recruiting board, you know, was pretty tight. You know, obviously, you know, Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks, and we've heard names like Matthew Hurt, you know, Trenton Watford and DJ Carton is another name, you know, that have kind of been trending. And now, you know, we're seeing a bunch of other offers to guards. And I think that has been, you know, well-received by everybody, you know, given the struggles Indiana has had in the backcourt. You know, and even now, you know, where you're feeling good about, you know, a guy like Rob Finnessy, you know, I mean, Indiana's only got three guards on the roster right now. Hopefully a fourth one, you know, decides to come on Monday. But Indiana, you know, has to restock the backcourt with ball handlers. And so, you know, you can see a real emphasis there by Archie Miller and his staff to do that. Now, you know, we'll see. It's still so early in the process. You don't really know, you know, which of these guys is going to, you know, become a major priority for Indiana and which ones, you know, are going to seriously consider Indiana. But certainly I think it's a good sign. And I think it just shows that, you know, Archie and his staff, they have a clear game plan of what they're trying to do. And they're trying to make sure that they're involved with enough guys so that, you know, once it's all said and done, you know, in this 2019 class, they're going to at least get one or two really solid backcourt guys that they can build with moving forward.
Now, what are your plans for Monday? I know you're not immediate in the area where a trip to the high school in New Albany is possible for you. So I'm curious, Jared Morris, super IU fan, host of the Assembly Call, very well-written, very well-spoken guy that has a lot of IU followers. What will be your reaction Monday if he does announce Indiana, and where will you be at to watch it?
Well, we're going to do a special live show. This is unprecedented territory for us, certainly with a recruiting decision like this. So, we're going to gather online and get everything ready. And as soon as Romeo makes his announcement, we will go live. And you know, hopefully, we are breaking down a triumphant announcement. It's going to be really awkward if we're not, and it'll probably end up being just, you know, a short 5-minute show with a lot of sullen faces and, you know, the pathetic tears of middle-aged men, you know, after watching a high school kid make his college decision. But no, I mean, you know, we'll go live and, you know, break it down, and hopefully it's positive news for Indiana. And at that point, if it is, you know, there's a lot to discuss. And even if it's not, there's a lot to discuss, because now, you know, you really got to start figuring out how you're going to fill the holes for next year's roster. So yeah, this is not, it's not something that we've ever done, you know, do a live post college announcement show, but we figure this is the biggest one that we've seen in a long, long while, so it warrants a special edition.
Well, we'll need to get this approved by the boss man here at the Big X, but our 11-2 special show is going to replay from 2 until the start of our announcement coverage. We'll be on at the high school from 6 to 8, and then we're going to head, Jared, to a local establishment called Hoopsters, which you'll have to check out when you're in Southern Indiana next time, and do some more coverage with Zach McCride and Lee Kelly from that vantage point, from that situation there. So the perfect in-between as we navigate from New Albany High School two Jeffersonville and Hoopsters would be to pick up the assembly call. So we need to work that out where that can fill that gap to allow us to get from point A to point B and allow your great coverage to get on the air in a live fashion as well. So that could be fun, and let's talk about that and see if we can work that out and just kind of complete the gap there between our stops. And know you guys will have great responses and reviews on everything no matter what the decision is be. But, boy, I tell you what, the next couple weeks could be a real celebratory mood for a lot of things, assembly call, the Hoosier Report, and more if Romeo Langford ends up in the red and white, cream and crimson, I should say, of Indiana.
No question about it. Now we all just wait over this long weekend. You know, it's funny. You know, usually you spend a weekend wanting to hold on to the weekend, and now Indiana fans everywhere just want to get past the weekend and get to Monday.
I saw somebody say, I wish I could – this was like a week ago. I wish I could fall asleep and wake up at 6:59 on Monday night. I can't wait anymore. I don't know where I saw that or somebody told me that, but that's about the best I've seen. So.
Oh, man. You know, when you step back, it's so bizarre. The whole thing is so bizarre. But, I mean, you know, it makes sense given the context and given what his career has meant and what a commitment would mean. So it's going to be interesting on Monday.
And, Jared, before I let you go, I was at the banquet last night for New Albany High School, and it was a special one, you know, because of all the wins and the successes and the fans. But, you know, I guess I paid a little bit more attention to Romeo. Not, I mean, obviously when he's playing, you can't help but pay attention to him, and you want to see every move he makes and what's he going to do next. But I couldn't help but, as I sit there at a table with some other New Albany players and with Coach Shannon on the podium last night, Romeo was to my left at another table with other players, but I couldn't help to think a couple times as my mind wandered a bit during the presentation and look over at him a couple times as he received what seemed like plaque after plaque and trophy after trophy and certificate after certificate and kind word after kind word from fans and of course Coach Shannon up there you know, telling his Romeo stories and things like that. But I couldn't help to pay a little bit more attention to him and just think about everything that he is going through and has been through and how calm he handles everything and how little reaction, even in a banquet setting with his teammates and family there, that he showed. And really, you know, with such a big announcement forthcoming, and it does sound like he does know where he's going, obviously, for sure at this point, but the way he continues to handle himself and the calm over him is really just amazing for a senior in high school with such big pressure and such big decisions in his future.
I mean, it is amazing. And, you know, the level of maturity that he's had dealing with everything is really impressive. And it just, you know, his disposition and the way that he, you know, that it seems like he just naturally is, I think is probably really helpful for him in dealing with all of this. I mean, I can't, you know, I can't fathom, you know, when I was in high school, you know, dealing with what he's dealing with, or, you know, having a child who's dealing with what he's dealing with, because, you know, that level of, you know, kind of fame and pressure and attention at that age just doesn't seem like it would be healthy, you know, for someone that age. But he seems to be, you know, perhaps uniquely tailored or, you know, qualified, you know, to do it. And it's really been impressive, because, you know, you do worry about, you know, a guy potentially buckling under that kind of pressure. And, you know, it'll be interesting to watch the rest of his career develop. But, you know, every step he's made so far, you know, seems like it's been the right one. And that's why I think, really, you know, no matter where he ends up going, I think people who have followed this closely are going to root for him, because he hasn't done anything other than, you know, than leave you impressed with what he's done on the court and off the court. And that's, you know, I think that's a big part of why he's developed such a great relationship with the fans in New Albany, and just fans in general who've watched him grow up and get to this point.
Jared Morris, Assembly Call, with us Fridays. Jared, great chat on Juwan Morgan and, of course, Romeo Langford. And we'll do this again next Friday, and we need to communicate about Monday as well, and try to work that in. So let's do that and talk soon. And thanks again, and as always, for coming on. Great stuff.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Matt.
All right, we'll head to a quick commercial break. We got to get to Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star with Kyle. We want to talk about the EYBL event specifically coming to Indianapolis this weekend, another great opportunity for some recruiting by not only Indiana's coaches, but coaches from across the country. The big dogs always at the Nike EYBL expected to be there. So we'll talk some about that, and I want to get you prepped for the Mr. Basketball announcement on Sunday that will take place at the Indiana Sports Awards hosted by the Indy Star. So we'll talk to Kyle about that. Coming up next right here in our final segment this week on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Back for our final segment here this week, Kyle Dedenrip of the Indianapolis Star with me, and we always have Kyle on the program each Friday. Kyle, one of the best voices I know when it comes to basketball, recruiting, high school basketball, high school sports in the state of Indiana, and we're very lucky to have Mr. Dedenrip with us each week to talk down here at Southern Indiana Sports with us. Kyle, let's start with Mr. Basketball. You're very busy because not only are you covering things and writing stories, and I know there's some big activities in Indianapolis that you'll be at this weekend, but you're also helping plan and organize an event, which is always very tough, the Indiana Sports Awards, and of course the headline a moment to that ceremony will be the announcement of Indiana Mr. and Miss Basketball. New Albany's Romeo Langford expected to be Mr. Basketball, the big front runner in that award, and I know fans last night, Coach Shannon at the banquet made a real push to get up there and support Romeo, perhaps New Albany's first Mr. Basketball. So let's start with that. I know that's going to be a very, very nice ceremony. We've talked about it some in the past, but for somebody that might be on the fence or might want to get a ticket considering heading up to Butler for that on Sunday evening, it's going to be first class, and tell us how it'll all come down.
Yeah, my role, Matt, seems to be getting bigger and bigger because the Pacers could be playing Game 7 in Cleveland on Friday, on Sunday night. So so I think my I may have more presentations because some of our guys won't, you know, including Greg Doyle, if that happens. Hopefully it does. If the Pacers win tonight, that would force a Game 7.
Sure,
so
sure.
Kind of hoping for that. But yeah, so basically we'll be doing our run through Sunday afternoon, and then you know, folks will start arriving probably around 5, you know, after 5. I think the red carpet is at 6, and then the ceremony is at 7. And expecting a good crowd. It's not only Mr. Basketball, but it's you know, Miss Basketball, a lot of different awards. Courage Award is always a fun one, you know, Coach of the Year, all kinds of different sports, you know, even Mr. Football from last year and those sorts of things. So, or not last year, but this past fall. It'll be a lot of, you know, different stuff. Reggie Wayne's the guest speaker, so looking forward to that. He was always very good in the, you know, in the media, and I think he'll have a good message, and it will be entertaining. So, I kind of getting everything, helping get organized. I'm not, you know, the one who runs it or anything by any means, but, you know, play a role in trying to help out with that. And this is the third year we've done it. I think it's a really neat deal, and there's always some, you know, nerves as far as making sure everything runs right. But, you know, once everyone's there, I think it's been a really cool deal. And again, you know, with Romeo being a part of it and his family going to be there, I think that'll make for a really fun night and kind of a, you know, a topper to, you know, a good season of high school sports, even though it's not quite over yet. It's kind of a nice way to cap things.
Talking with Kyle Dedenrip of the Indianapolis Star. Kyle, before we get into some activities this weekend, I want to talk about the EYBL. I think you'll probably be there, and you had a nice preview piece that IU fans would appreciate to tell and break down some of the top prospects that you may not know as much as a Jackson Davis or a Brooks from in-state. But with that being said, a little news earlier. Evansville transfer, of course, he was a great player at Evansville Wrights on some of the unbelievable teams that they had a few years back. That's where local fans will remember Drew Smith from. He's a 6'3" sophomore at Evansville now, transferring to Missouri. So he was quite a player in high school. I always thought quite a steal for Evansville, but with the coaching change there and the opportunity to move on, he's going to head to Missouri. So he's taking a step up, a level or two in college basketball will play in the SEC.
Yeah, I like that pickup by Missouri. And I covered, you know, Konzo Martin when he first got the job at Missouri State. I was still there at that time and really liked him a lot. He was only there. He's kind of a shining star, I thought, in the coaching realm. Of course, former Purdue player, so people around here know him. And from East St. Louis, so he's got ties to the Missouri area. And I think he's going to be at Missouri for a long time. But, you know, as it relates to the pickup of Drew Smith, I was always a big fan of Drew. I agree with you. I thought they had a steal with him going there to the home city school there at Evansville, and had a really good sophomore year last year. I think he was about 14 points and 5 assists, and you know, really efficient player, and had become a much better shooter than he was coming out of high school, because that was kind of the question about him, is how is he going to shoot it from beyond the arc, and really became a good shooter. You know, just a feisty player, good defensive player. You know, like I said, I was always a big fan of. He was kind of a glue guy for that Evansville Wrights team. That was a team that scored a heck of a lot of points, but he was a guy who could do a little bit of everything. And you know, I think that's a really good pickup for Missouri. I think probably a good fit, because I think he's the kind of kid who is going to play hard defense like Konzo Martin wants them to play, and he's a guy who can contribute. You know, after sitting out next year, he's a guy who can give you two more good years.
Yeah, he had a great high school career. That was a really good Evansville Wrights team. It's hard to think back that they got beat in the state championship game. That should underscore how hard it is to win the state championship at any level, especially in Class 4A with some unbelievable talent. I do want to pick your brain for a moment, and we've talked some throughout the week about it, about the EYBL coming to Indianapolis, and we talk about spring and summer and the month of July. So much of what we talk about surrounds the shoe circuits, because that's where the college coaches are at. That's obviously where the big-time players are at. And there's a ton of guys that Indiana is involved with, both in-state and out-of-state, that will participate in the EYBL session this week in Indianapolis. So as much as we talk about it, fans finally have the opportunity to go see some of this stuff in person. And the first comment I'll make about the EYBL coming to Indianapolis is, if folks haven't seen the Pacers Athletic Center, which was briefly named the, I think, Jonathan Bird Fieldhouse, it alone is like a mecca of basketball. Courts everywhere, top flight everything, top flight design, just everything about it is first class. And it is an ideal host for that level of a basketball event in our state.
Yeah, I agree. I'm lucky. My kids play in a league during the basketball season, and we're up there, you know, pretty much every Saturday, you know, for at least one game, and more often two games. So pretty familiar with that gym they have up there. And I think it's got, I think, seven or eight courts there. And really nice, easy to navigate, easy to get around. But yeah, the EYBL, I've covered a lot of AAU stuff, obviously, over the years, but it's a whole different thing altogether. And honestly, it's made me more of a college basketball fan, as you, not that I wasn't anyway, but as you watch these guys play and people get a chance to get out there, I mean, you're going to see probably, you know, 70% of the top 50 kids, or 150 even. They're just, Nike has so many guys on the circuit. You know, I had a chance to see, you know, Marvin Bagley, for instance, last year in person. You know, Trae Young in person. You know, so guys like that who go on and play in college, you're getting a chance to see them play in person. DeAndre Ayton, you know, got to see him when they were there a couple of years ago. Michael Porter. So, you know, just all kinds of talent there. A lot of fun. I think it's $5 tonight, $10 tomorrow because it's an all-day thing, and then $5 on Sunday. But, you know, if you're a basketball fan, you know, college or high school, whatever, you know, I definitely would recommend it. The parking's not ideal. There's not a huge lot there, but they do have, you know, trolley things that kind of take you back and forth if you're parked a little bit farther away. But it's really it's a neat deal. It's, like I said, it's pretty easy to get in and out and get to different courts and see who you want to see. And the EYBL does a good job kind of updating, you know, what's going on throughout the day and throughout the weekend. So it'll be a neat deal tomorrow. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Kyle, just a couple minutes left, but I do want your comments on a team that a lot of people would focus on that are going to go Indy Heat out of the Indianapolis-Fort Wayne area. It's got Keon Brooks. It's got Trace Jackson Davis. Got some other really good names in the 2019 class from the state. And they have the EYBL bid here from the state of Indiana. So interesting, though, that Brooks and Jackson Davis playing with each other, both being heavily recruited by Indiana, two of the staple in-state players in the 2019 class, depending on who you ask, one and two in that class. But interesting that they're going to spend basically the entire offseason away from their high school teams together playing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's quite a duo. you talk about guys who are, you know, Brooks is probably, what, 6'8", and, you know, Jackson Davis about 6'9". Jackson Davis is a guy that seeing him play as a freshman sophomore, it was kind of, it's kind of like, wow, why aren't they ranking him higher? And now we see he's up to, probably 20 or something in that range, top 25, definitely. So I think he's starting to get a lot more known. You can see how he can kind of stretch out and play more of a small forward position now, face the basket and drive. He's quick, he's fast, he can get up and down the court easily. And, you know, he's fun to talk to, too. That's the thing I probably look for more than other things that people may not even care about. But he's easy kid to like because he's easy to talk to and seems to have a good personality to him. And, yeah, you put him with Keon Brooks, that's quite a combination. And, you know, those two playing together. I know there's a lot of Indiana fans hoping, hey, maybe we can get both those guys play for us. And you know, I know Indiana's in there recruiting both heavily, and I think probably in a pretty good position with the two of them. So it'll be fun to see them. I'm going to plan to see them tonight at 6:30 and hopefully tomorrow morning as well. So I think they'll have a lot of eyeballs on them tonight for sure.
Kyle Nedenrip, Indianapolis star, always with us Friday. Kyle, look forward to seeing you Sunday at the Mr. Basketball announcement.
Okay, sounds good, Matt. Thanks a lot. Look forward to it.
That's going
to
wrap it up for this week. Thanks for being with us on the Hoosier Report. Pacers and Cavs tonight, 8 o'clock. It's a must-win for the Pacers. Will be a lot of fun. You can catch it right here on the Big X Sports Radio. Until Monday, when Lee Kelly and I will join you for 7 hours of Romeo Langford coverage. Matt Dennison saying, have a great weekend, everybody.